thank you for that song of the day win today. We appreciate it. It is my birthday. So, yeah, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Tomorrow, we're going to do songs dedicated to your mom. I mean, I got a cool mom. This is a voicemail that I woke up to this morning.
1985, my little boy Joey was born alive. Now I can't sing and I can't rap. Oh, snap. I guess it's the end. Happy birthday.
Now yes. That had to have made you smile this morning.
I was, because I got to be honest, and I shouldn't be angry about this, because when somebody's gone, you know, you can't get a birthday call from them. You know, like my dad passed away a while ago. I'd love for a call, but my mom called me at like 12:10 in the morning. I'm like,
she was like
trying
waiting for the time you were born, and she was waiting for your official birthday. That's so cute.
Yeah, I love her. So that is a wonderful thing. So tomorrow, songs about your mom. This is a situation, as a guy, I feel really perplexed. I don't know, as you ladies, what you do. 833-563-2539. If you could call in real quick and give us some advice, what you've done, maybe if it's backfired too, so we don't do that. But when you're not sure about someone's size, like let's say for clothing, like a t-shirt or a hoodie, or maybe it's a man. My wife asked the other day, hey, what size jeans are you wearing now? Because my waist has been fluctuating. Do you go too small when you order? Or do you go too big? My thought as a dude, whether the woman is petite or she's a bigger girl, curvy, you go with bigger is better.
You do?
Mackenzie, let's say I'll do my wife for example.
Okay.
My wife's her biggest critic, and I hate that because I think she's beautiful.
She's
great. She put on some like wedding weight, as she calls it. We both have because, well, like, you know, it's just different as you get older. But I don't know her exact sizes, and if I was going to buy her something, I would, let's say she was a medium, I would get a large just to be safe. I didn't know. If I get her a small and she is like a sausage packed into casing, she's going to kill me. She's going to feel so bad about herself and just like, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, which she's not. So I just assume as a dude, you always go bigger, right? Or is that insulting to women?
Let me recommend this, because I worked at Victoria's Secret for many, many years, like on the side when I was in college. And the men would come in and have no freaking clue. Go snooping. So if you're a man and you need to go look at her jean or look at her drawer. Go look at her. If you're going to get some undergarments, look at the sizes. That's all you have to do. And then you'll know what size she is. Like, guys are like really pretty clueless. Like, oh, she's a ball. So I'd be like, apple. Or grapefruits. I mean, like size her up when they were trying to buy bras and stuff.
Melons.
Because they never knew what size. That's an interesting point. I get what you're saying, Joe, because you go larger so she doesn't feel insecure if you get her a smaller size, that she has to go bigger. I guess it would be better to go to the store and be like, ooh, I need a smaller size. I'm not, because I'm teenier. But I could see the vice versa. Maybe she's like, you thought I was a large, when she's like a medium. And we're not saying any size is better than another.
No, it's just, I just, in my head as a dude, I assume I get Liv the Web Girl a Christmas present, okay? Not that I'd probably be getting
her
clothing.
Yeah, like what size do you think Liv is? Like, what would you guess?
Like, we're doing like small, medium, large, like that?
Yeah.
I would assume
There's three to choose from.
I would assume you're a small.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like how the fit, like how what you want to get her. Like her Snuggie's probably one size fits all.
Yeah, but Snuggie is definitely
that Snuggie would fit me. Okay. Let's go to Renee this morning at 833-563-2539. Renee, I think you heard her conversation, but for everybody else, I'm trying to figure out, is it better when you don't know the person's like clothing size, whether it's a man or a woman, should you order it like the size you think it is, which could be too small, or should you go bigger?
If you don't know the size, like if you're, I would agree with her to go look in a closet and pick what she most wears, but I would like bigger, because then it's just more comfy. It's something to lounge in or something.
There you go. Okay, so you did it right. Good job, Joe.
Well, that's the thing. For example, Mackenzie brings up bras or something. Like, let's say I wanted to get Mackenzie a bra for Christmas.
Which would be super awkward.
Or show her about your comfort and support. I wouldn't know what to do. So like, I can't go snoop around your closet like, oh, that's what size it is.
And you just don't buy that.
That would be so weird. So what did everyone get you? Well, Joe got me a new bra.
That would be so weird.
Renee, real quick.
Cringy.
Renee, are you there? Okay, she hung up.
See how awkward that is?
She's like, this guy is weird. Bye.
No, Renee.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, because I was going to see maybe like, hey, I could get like bras for the show.
No.
You would get producer Porkchop a bra. You would get intern Chloe. Like, how That's weird would
so
that be?
Weird. That is an HR problem. That's
can you,
waiting
can
to
you, because probably from woman to a woman, it's easier. Can you ask her? Because I don't know what size intern Chloe is.
Honestly, I would not be the maddest person in the world if I received like a Joan McKenzie sports bra.
Well, see, I was here's the thing. I was thinking of putting like a bra with like my face on the left boob and Mackenzie's on the right.
That I nope.
It's a Joe McKenzie bra. If you're listening right now and you want a Joe McKenzie bra, please let your voice be heard. So maybe we can start giving those away.
They're all the rage for 2020. Let me tell you
what's coming up in the tea, Mackenzie.
Yes, let's get off the subject. Golden Globe nominations are in. Plus, Nick Cannon's diss track, Eminem, Watch Out. You get to hear it in one song.